Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the second chapter of 1 Peter. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. There are times when I think the world has it in for the Savior and his followers. Well, actually, the world does have it in for us. Christians are being persecuted in many nations, and in many American colleges and high schools, a respectful reverence is given to Islam and other religions, while Christianity is often described with sneers and sarcasm. But this year, there has been a change. Not a big change, mind you, just the smallest, the tiniest of changes has been seen. That change took place in Englewood Elementary School in Pennsylvania. There the principal sent out a letter to parents which told them that the Halloween celebration in Englewood had been canceled. The letter said that for some people Halloween has religious overtones which the school can't endorse. Of course the principal is right. Halloween does have religious connections. Just as Christmas is the celebration of the light, Halloween is a commemoration of the dark. Sadly, that fact has escaped some of Englewood's parents who were upset by the decision. One said, "Why deny our elementary school children this right to freedom of expression and celebration of American culture, traditions that most of us experienced in school? There should also be opportunities to celebrate diversity as well as American traditions." I bet the principal was surprised to find he had done all that when he canceled Halloween. Me? I'm surprised so many people are willing to take a stand for gore, blood, zombies, ghosts, vampires, and werewolves, but will not stand with Jesus and the salvation which he won at the cost of his life. I am surprised nobody blinks when Hollywood churns out a flock of films which emphasize the dark and demonic, but it is difficult to find funding or a friendly critic for a film which centers upon the Christ or his committed followers. Well, maybe I shouldn't be surprised. Under the Holy Spirit's inspiration, the Apostle John informed us, "The light has come into the world, and the people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed." So there you have it. John has explained why, as long as the dark lovers are in control, Halloween will be the holiday of choice, and it will escape the condemnation which has been directed against Christianity. In other words, trick or treat is in, and have a blessed Christmas is out. We pray. Dear Lord, open the eyes of those around us so they may see the evil that tries to masquerade as innocence. Grant us grace to love and walk in the light of our Savior. In his name, amen.